Despite the COVID-19 pandemic and a major recession, the Trump administration and 18 states, including Utah, are asking the Supreme Court to strike down the entire ACA. Stacy Stanford with the Utah Health Policy Project says losing the program could be a disaster for the state's healthcare system.
It's important to emphasize that we are in the middle of a pandemic. There is still a health and economic crisis all around us, and the Affordable Care Act has done its job. And to think of it being ripped away is really worrisome.
The loss would also hurt hospitals and other healthcare providers. Utah's uncompensated care costs have fallen by 25% since the ACA was implemented. She says coverage losses also would hit people of color and low-income communities the hardest. Stanford says the ACA has particularly been effective as a safety net during the pandemic and the accompanying recession.
Really has served as a safety net. We've brought people onto Medicaid expansion. We've covered people through the ACA. There are protections that have made it so that if there's a gap in coverage, you can't be locked out because of your pre-existing condition.
Stanford says, well, there is a great deal of uncertainty while the case is pending before the high court. Utahns should not assume that it's going away anytime soon.
So this case is being heard November 10th. However, there will not be a decision until like June. So when open enrollment happens, people should still get covered. Don't let this case deter you from getting the health care you need.
The report says the loss of the plan wouldn't just harm enrollees. Not only would it end protections for pre-existing conditions, it would also allow insurance companies to reintroduce annual and lifetime limits on coverage, including for people with health insurance through their jobs. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.